I'm Jeff Gould, and this is A Prairie Christmas. The simple carol, Away in a Manger, has been a favorite of little kids for over 100 years, and was originally attributed to Martin Luther himself, who was said to have taught it to his kids and sang it to them at bedtime. Well, that's not true. The song is really attributed to American writer James R. Murray, who penned it in 1887, and then for whatever reason helped spread the story of Luther singing it to his children. In truth, people in Germany were some of the last to be introduced to the song after the turn of the century, so it's kind of ironic that the song's tune was changed during World War I, during a time of anti-German sentiment. That's the same time, for example, that Europeans would stop eating hamburger and change the name to Salisbury steak. Well, anyway, today, Away in a Manger is a part of many a Christmas program and many a Christmas memory. A number of years ago, I received an email from an elderly woman that I always think of when I hear this song. She was in her 80s and told me of a Christmas Eve in Brookings long ago. She was about 16 years old, the oldest of seven brothers and sisters. The youngest was a five-year-old brother who loved music, especially Christmas music. The boy became sick in early December, but because of poverty, his illness was not taken seriously until it was too late. He was hospitalized in Brookings the week before Christmas, and as he lay in bed on Christmas Eve, he asked if the window could be opened so he could hear the bell tower on the Brookings campus play the Christmas songs he loved so much. He died on Christmas Eve. The woman, his sister, 70 years later, asked if I could play Away in a Manger for the beautiful little boy she will never forget.